You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We told you when this story first happened, a 71-year-old guy in Florida pissed at his neighbor, so filled a water gun full of his own pee and sprayed them.
I don't think that was water. Tasted like piss.
He's been convicted of battery, but he's only going to do 1 month in jail.
Worth it.
The elderly Florida guy who used a water pistol filled with his own urine to squirt a female neighbor in the face has been convicted of battery, but only a month in jail for that attack. 71-year-old.
You can't be neighbors anymore, right?
No, you can't. You got to move. If your neighbor squirts you in the face
and
with their own urine.
And then go to jail for a month.
You got to go.
That's stepping it up.
Yeah.
What's he going to do next?
Yeah.
You know what he's
going to do. Especially after he goes to jail.
Poop catapult.
Yeah, I was going to say. The poop slingshot?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
God, that would hurt. That would be gross.
Yeah.
And be very gross.
Yeah. The Nerf semen blaster. I mean, more is to come. More is to come.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of that on tap.
71-year-old Joel Benjamin entered a no-contest plea to the misdemeanor charge during an appearance in circuit court. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and a one-year probation term that will commence upon his release next month from the Pinellas County lockup. Benjamin also fined $1,000, ordered to have no contact with his 50-year-old neighbor. She was walking her dog one evening outside the Gulfport housing complex where they both live. He approached her, pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine he'd been saving.
Getcha!
And squirted her several times.
Bullseye, bitch!
In an interview days after his arrest, he admitted, "I lost my effing temper and shot her in the face with my squirt gun filled with piss." End quote.
That was premeditated. He was waiting.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a squirt gun full of pee just at any time.
You're 71, first of all, with a squirt gun.
I never hope for an opportunity to use it, but it's there. A lot of responsibility on this hip.
He said that he went after her because she'd been spying on him.
Quit spying!
As part of a government surveillance program.
Oh, so he's crazy. Oh,
he's nuts.
Obviously, that was pretty evident with the squirt gun, the pee and the squirt gun.
Yeah.
Pretty evident that he's not all there, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got something for you, Yaruski. What are you, Connie?
How about some hot American piss?
Some kind of Ruski spy. Ah! Take this back to the Kremlin. Piss! What are you, KBGs? You're a KBG, aren't you? You know what we do with the KBGs? Squirt them right in the face with a big old hot squirt of piss. USA! USA! USA!
Yep. That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah, no remorse, too, during police questioning. Said he'd happily do it again.
Yeah, he probably will do it again.
Yeah, there's his mugshot there.
It's so hard to just move.
It is hard to move, but I don't know. It's awkward to live next to that guy.
Yeah,
awkward to
face
guy?
With a gun.
You KBG bitch, I'm back. It's been a rough month. Oh, yeah.
She just needs to get back at him with the diarrhea blaster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That is.
Or a poozooka or something, you know?
I think a month is fair.
You think that's fair? I thought it was low.
Well,
I mean, he's 71,
how can you give
so
him more
is...
than a month for a squirt gun of with pee? I don't know.
He's crazy.
Well, it is my bodily fluid, though. I mean, it is wild. But, I know, I get it. Like, but some people would, to go up to their neighbor that they hate and squirt them in the face with a squirt gun full of their own pee.
They need to get him medicine or something.
Some people
crazy.
Would be willing to go to jail for a month just to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And then say something like, "And I'm never moving." And then squirt them right in the face with pee, because then they'll be the ones that have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you win. You get rid of them.
Dos vidania! Yeah.
Shoots it in the air.
Oh, got some on me.
Didn't think that through.
Yeah, he.
How much do you think? How much time you think he should have got?
I think
I thought he would have got like 6 months.
Yeah,
that's like
days,
bodily
maybe.
Fluids.
He's 71 though, right?
They probably took into account his.
Cuckoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't mention that. Funny enough, there's no mention of that at all in the story, that psychological evaluation, nothing about that.
No, of course not. They don't care.
Well, when you say, you're like, We talked to him for 12 seconds, and yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
You know you're insane because he did an interview with the Smoking Gun website. So yeah, he talked to them when they called, so you know that he's...
I'll talk to you, yeah.
Talk to anyone who calls.
She was working for old Vladdy Poots.
Yeah. But he's probably like still thinks it's like Gorbachev.
Yeah, she was. She's in there talking to. She's sending messages back to Stalin. Hell yeah, I know.
Yep. Yeah, still 1950s.
Spying on me, trying to give Stalin all the heads up on what I'm doing.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Right, a couple of meth stories to get to here. First, in Arkansas, in Little Rock, two people arrested on drug charges in Hot Springs. A police officer there was patrolling an area about 6:30 in the morning when he saw a car pull out of a parking lot without headlights. So he pulled the car over. He could smell marijuana, he said. That's when the driver, 29-year-old Elizabeth Catlett of Hot Springs, was moving about the vehicle in a quick, nervous manner.
Yeah.
She told the officer, there ain't no drugs in here.
There's definitely not methamphetamine anywhere in here.
Her brother, 33-year-old Don Furr, was in the passenger seat.
Donnie Furr.
Yeah.
Calm down, Donnie Furr.
I gotta hide these drugs.
Another officer arrived. She was checked for weapons or illegal items in the front pocket. That's where they found a small plastic bag that had small scraps of paper, a straw cut into a smaller length, and several plastic bags. She said it wasn't her. Someone else must have put it in there. They did find residue of meth in that. So she was placed into custody. When officers asked the passenger, Donnie Furr, if there was anything illegal in the car, he said, if there's anything in this car, it would be in the console, and it would be ice.
That's hilarious.
If there is anything in this car.
Police found a bag with that same substance in a glass smoking pipe, and Donnie Furr was taken into custody, too.
Donnie, oh, man.
Donnie, you was singing like a canary.
I did?
Yeah.
Why am I so dumb?
I don't know.
When they were giving her a drug test, she told the cops, listen, if I pop hot, I guess that means test positive.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
If I pop hot, because my brother fed me a meth sandwich and I had no idea.
That's what she said. All sorts of things ready.
He is a pranking son of a bitch.
Yeah. Meth sandwiches. Try that on for size.
Got me good this time.
I popped hot because of you, Donnie Furr.
Popped hot because of Donnie Furr's crazy sandwiches.
Everyone knows you can't eat any Donnie Furr sandwiches.
Donnie Furr's known for his prank sandwiches.
You got lucky it was just meth.
Sometimes he puts firecrackers in them.
Blew a guy's jaw off.
Those teeth clean out of his head.
Both Donnie Furr and Elizabeth being held in the county detention center both face charges of possession of methamphetamine or cocaine with purpose to deliver and four counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Both going to be back in court next month. Here are their mugshots right here. Brother and sister.
Oh my God.
I don't know anything about no methamphetamine in the glove box.
They look alike, huh? They got the same wonky eyes.
Yeah, they do.
Genetically, we're about the same.
Is that just you've just decided to cut your hair with the toenail clippers?
Yep.
Right. Toenail clippers?
It's just toenail clippers and your hair.
I use combo. Toenail clippers and a butter knife. That's how you get this dumb and dumber.
He had to look normal at one point, right? Maybe.
Normal.
No, I don't know. How do you think? What happened to his face?
All the meth.
I just think meth beats you down.
So does Arkansas.
Yeah.
I think he might have been born with some sort of a birth defect.
I think so, too.
Can't blame it all on the meth.
Yeah, no. I think the meth just pushed it over the edge.
Yeah.
Man, there's more stories involving meth sandwiches.
Exactly. It's something
it's not rare. Meth sandwiches are a thing.
Yeah. Donnie Furr's meth sandwiches.
Donnie Furr's
ordered today.
Ordered today. Get yourself nice and pranked.
You'll pop out all right.
Oh, Donnie. Don't take any kind of sanitizer.
She has a scar all the way down her
No, that's
head.
Hair. That's hair.
Oh, my God. I thought that was like a cut.
No, that's hair.
She looks like the Grim Reaper in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
She does.
But with hair.
She looks like...
Nailed it. Like,
Nailed it. Dead on.
Yeah. He's got a big eye and a little eye.
Yeah.
He was born like that, right, James?
He looks like a cross between Sloth and Screech.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sleech.
Sleech. Sloth and Sleech. Yep. Hey, Sleech!
Oh, my God, he's like Sleech.
Sloth's the Grim Reaper and Sleech.
You can see what they look like. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Just tweeting it out for you there right now.
Wow.
Donnie, is this one of your prank sandwiches? I'm going to take that as a no, and I'm going to take a big old bite of it without even looking what's between the bread.
Oh, my sandwich!
Oh, hell. Donnie.
Donnie Fur.
You're as wacky as your eyeballs.
Well, look at his hair.
Yeah.
I mean, eyes and ears and nose and mouth
aside.
Looks
like he had people cut it with shurikens.
Oh, man.
Oh, that wacky brother and sister.
What you got there, Donnie? Is that a sandwich? Yeah.
Not you.
One more meth story to tell you about. This guy does not look as tragic, though, as those two. Late one evening. But another story, just like one yesterday. Remember the woman was pulled over for her bicycle without lights?
Yeah.
This guy was also pulled over, but he was driving a tricycle with no lights.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You gotta have, that's more wheels.
This guy in Louisiana was pulled over when the cops made their initial contact with Chad Azine. They were greeted by profanities. He says he was just nervous yelling at
them. That's all I do. I cut when I, yeah. Get nervous.
Nervous yelling.
I swear, like a failure.
After swearing for a bit, he then tried to flee on foot, but was quickly apprehended.
Well, got me right away, didn't you? Just hopped on the bad foot, and he just got me right out the gate.
I only have one leg.
I went 8 meters.
Turns out he had reason to be nervous because he had drugs on him.
Well, sure.
As a result, he's been charged with possession of crack cocaine and possession of meth, resisting an officer, and riding a tricycle without proper lighting.
Do you think this tricycle is one of those larger style
big ones?
Yeah, like I would think so too. Don't you feel like they pull everyone over that's driving one of those?
Probably. Yeah.
They're searching you.
Yeah.
What do you got on there?
Tricycle is definitely
Here's
a
his
sign.
Mugshot.
I do got some alligator. Yeah.
Going on there.
Methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not as messed up as the other two.
No, but check in with him in another year.
It's going to be.
Not the hottest form of transportation that
you mean.
Yeah,
even if he was an attractive guy, his tricycle would turn you on.
Ring, ring, ring.
He's here.
Chad's here,
you guys.
Cool Chad's here.
Ring, ring. While enjoying a day of kayaking off the coast of San Diego, Danny McDaniel got an unexpected visit from a great white.
Well,
a 19-foot. Great white shark. What happened next? We'll find out from NBC San Diego.
And as soon as I up the volume here, just give me a minute
off.
Yeah.
That's got to feel kind of crazy. Danny McDaniel and John Chambers can call these souvenirs.
From the tip of the tooth to the bottom of this enamel.
Maybe even good luck charms after you hear about the shark they belonged to. Taking a break from scuba diving, Daniel and John were kayaking a few miles offshore near Catalina Island when Danny felt a strong push.
I look back and I see this giant. It's actually just the snout was on the boat as he was chomping down on the back of the kayak.
John was to his left, about 20 feet away.
He was in attack mode. He thought we were prey.
They say it lasted maybe 4 seconds in total. The shark lost interest quickly after taking a bite, narrowly missing Danny.
He wasn't aggressive. He didn't grab a hold and shake his head. He just grabbed and pushed.
Once they realized they both were okay.
I said, John, I got a tooth. He goes, yeah, is there another one?
They paddled back to where they came from a little faster than normal.
It was petrifying, but still amazing at the same time.
But carrying the two teeth, the man in the gray suit left behind.
It was a good experience that I would never want to do again, but it was a good experience.
Mm.
a good experience.
So John and Daniel tell me that experts with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography say they believe that shark could be as long or as large as 19 feet, which could be the largest great white recorded in that area. We'll keep you up.
Yep. Those teeth look sparkling clean, too.
Well, they're always brand new.
Yeah, they should. They're
all.
Regrow them,
right? Yeah, they're always.
Plus, they're always in water.
Yeah.
Right? Getting all that plaque off there.
Yeah, that's us.
All the bones.
Shark uses crest complete.
Sparkling white smile.
3D white.
Very healthy.
3D white. Nice smile.
I just was taken aback by how cool.
What's crazy is just if the shark would have knocked that little boat over.
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, because I'm your buddy, but.
Wouldn't have been a great experience.
Exactly. No, wouldn't have been.
Just stay there, man! just let it happen, man! Swim right into his mouth! Just swim right into his belly, bro! Swim right into his belly and just lay there!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You guys, there are tainted tallywhackers and contaminated coochies all over the United States.
I had no idea what you're talking about
for
a second. So,
if you're in the dating world right now, look out, because three STDs have hit all-time highs.
AIDS.
No, Chuck.
AIDS. I'm just guessing.
That's a good guess.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
Chlamydia. And syphilis.
Syphilis for the win.
Just hit all-time highs in the United States.
Mm-mm-mm.
To put an exact number on it, in the last year alone, 2.4 million cases were identified. That's the largest number in history since they started keeping track.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What makes it suck more? It wasn't too long ago that cases of these same STDs were at historic lows. They've been on a steady decline since 1941. So why the resurgence in crotch funk?
Don't ever say crotch
funk. Yeah. Who wants a funk? Gotta get crotch funked now.
Crotch funk.
Wee.
Yeah, it has to be Tinder, right? The dating.
Yeah, social media. It just became so easy.
They're not saying that.
No, what are they saying?
They say there's two main reasons. There's been a surge of people who are getting tested, leading to more cases being diagnosed and treated.
Okay, that makes
sense. Also, they say fewer people are using condoms.
Mm.
And the newer cases, get this, are happening primarily with teens and young adults. So we're not educating our kids enough about this.
Yeah. Yeah. People are fine with having a random baby.
You play Russian roulette with your schlong. Why would you do that? I mean, I understand how great it feels to penetrate someone without protection.
How good does it feel?
I'm just saying.
You always have to get so descriptive. Well, we know what you mean.
Jeez. Wait.
I know it feels like putting it in a hot, fresh apple pie.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But you just got to put it in a plastic bag.
Sorry, I was trying to just get a point across.
Yes.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to feel the feeling
the
of
soft walls on the inside of a woman.
Okay, all right. All righty.
Stop it. Like heaven.
It's hot in here now.
Slippery skin walls.
Okay.
No matter how amazing it feels, you don't want crotch funk. You don't want a tainted tallywhacker. You don't want a contaminated coochie.
I know you want you.
You don't want your coochie contaminated.
I know
do you
want a tallywhackers.
It's hard to come up with a different way to say things all the time.
I hope you don't have a crotch cooter. Because I know how great it feels.
You want creepy crawlies all over your coochie?
Coochie crawlers.
You want coochie crawlers? Mm. Mm. I have to wrap this up before I penetrate you.
You know just how that feels. Oh,
you know God. How I love the feeling of it without it, but I don't want my tallywhacker tilling.
I don't know. Like a meat rod, just...
I don't want
you
some...
guys!
Tickling your insides.
I don't want some kind of blistery schlong.
Yeah, you got that right.
Damn it.
You don't.
I don't want a blistery, burny schlong. Ooh, no matter how good it feels. Like classic penetration.
Nothing like a bit. Classic penetration.
Stop it.
You guys know how it feels.
Classic penetration player.
Crotch funk.
Oh. Oh, man. No, I'm never going to hear this song the same
I know.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
You got the funk.
Well, see you, doctor, man.
Crazy get crotch, that crotch funk. Anyway. My point before the distraction was
slowly sliding it into the inside.
Okay. Oh, we all know how wonderful that feels, but you risk all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up. You got to wrap it up. People aren't wrapping it up.
We need to make a PSA. Yeah.
Okay, so
you said that before.
Here is my question. Is the reason why people aren't wrapping it up anymore because... And I know, like, when I said AIDS off the top, AIDS isn't as scary anymore to people.
But it's
because
not.
Because Magic
not.
Johnson lived?
Mm.
Well, yeah. It's,
you think AIDS was the main reason for people using condoms?
Oh, I think so. Like, I think
it's more treatable education. Now.
Well, that I think that's it. Like, you got to remember back when, you know, in the 80s, man, it was like, it's sex base almost stopped unless you're on coke.
Yeah.
It was scary. Like, they had terrified you.
No, I guess we're not terrifying people enough. We should terrify people more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way it's going to work.
Lisa's just grouping down.
Yeah, well. This is her jam.
This is
good stuff.
Jams.
This is Lisa's jams.
Lisa always brings it.
Yeah.
Maybe not now.
No. Crotch funk.
Crotch funk brought it down a bit.
It did. It ruined funk.
I ruined funk today.
You killed it.
No,
you've ruined all of funk.
Yep. Go funk yourself. There's no way.
Well, it's true.
George Clinton's crying.
So listen, people out there banging, inserting, rap it.
Yeah, they're not going to listen to you. But
you have to listen. You don't want this stuff. You don't want chlamydia.
No one does.
Yeah, no. Any of those sound pretty bad.
So where do they have it the most? St. Louis.
St. Louis is a dirty place.
St. Louis leads the nation in STDs, ranking first for gonorrhea and chlamydia anyway.
I thought Detroit was high on the syphilis.
It was at one point. I don't know.
Yeah. We're high on a lot of this. Yeah, we're high on like the bed bugs, the rats, and the syphilis.
Yeah.
I always top those
on the best list.
Oh.
Yeah, in St. Louis last year, for every 100,000 people, there was 739 cases of gonorrhea, 1,449 cases of chlamydia, 42.4 cases of syphilis.
Everyone's still dancing to We
Are the Stars. George Clinton.
Can't help it.
Gotta have that crotch funk.
No Tina Tallywacker.
Keep your tallywacker.
That's it about STDs.
Okay.
Funny thing about George Clinton, isn't like 900 of his songs all about like a UFO, like a funk ship?
Yeah.
Landing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and funk aliens coming out.
Yeah.
Hey, so they are aware of this overseas. They know that STDs are getting out of control. So in Japan, they're trying to help it out. They're using Sailor Moon. They're giving away free Sailor Moon condoms. The Japanese government is to
the
try
anime
and
character,
yeah, to try cool? and cut down on the amount of STDs there.
Teeny tiny little,
yeah, little things.
little tiny things.
Sailor Moon and her mentor cat, Luna, Grace, are in heart-shaped packages. And
imagine, Lise, you're with a guy. pops something open and then puts it on and the lights are on.
Sailor Moon.
And it's like a cartoon.
No.
So yesterday, condoms were handed out for free in Fukuoka, and then another set's going to be given away in Hiroshima on Monday.
Mm.
So they think Sailor Moon will help people wear... What is that? Condoms.
You didn't like what you just said.
Nope.
It's in Japan.
That's fine. I'll just steer clear.
We want to funk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we need.
I'm gonna have that crotch funk.
Wow. Funkadelic.
A Mexican Minute coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Mm-hmm. You think you'll get to that donut story?
Eventually? Oh, the donut story! Please, donut! Thanks, Lise, for keeping
for
me on
jelly
track.
Donut story.
Yeah, I know. For keeping me on track. You were so right. Got so sidetracked by tainted tallywhackers.
It was a big tease.
Lay the jelly news on us.
Okay, so we've uncovered all sorts of fake-ass foods on this show.
I can't be in here for this.
You like jelly donuts?
No, I'm just not going to get killed by big jelly.
Relax.
Because I don't like jelly donuts.
So we blew the lid off of fake pumpkin. It's actually squash.
That's just all
everything
squash.
That says it's pumpkin is squash.
Yeah,
it's a total lie. Also, that a lot of the vanilla flavoring comes from the anal glands of a beaver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All this fake-ass food we've heard about. So, now the latest comes from the donut world. Filled with oozing strawberry or raspberry jam covered in a light dusting of sugar, jelly donuts leave people licking their lips and wanted more.
What is it?
But we've uncovered something that might shock you.
It's tuna diarrhea, isn't it? Damn right it is.
That ain't jelly.
What is
that? That ain't jelly, bitch.
It's not fruit.
What the hell is it,
Dave? There's no fruit. Is it? What is it?
Salmon eggs.
It is, in fact,
centipede ovaries.
Flavored apple paste.
Oh. What?
All of it?
All of it is just flavored to match that particular flavor. They use apple paste as the core ingredient and flavor it with raspberry or strawberry or grape.
How do you get the seeds in your teeth when you get the raspberry-filled ones then?
Well, there are still some places that may use that. Oh, the majority, though, use this. They say it has natural sweetness and no pips and seeds, and it's widely used for its smooth, jammy texture.
Yeah, it gets that. I was going to say the texture.
Yeah, that smooth, jammy texture.
Smooth, jammy texture.
You know how it feels. Slide it into that
smooth, jammy.
We want the punk.
We gotta have that punk.
Now we need the punk.
Yeah.
You got it, Lee.
Tell me about that Japanese city. My eyeballs popped right out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.